今天证道的经文是马可福音3:13-19。耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立12个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。这12个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这2个人起名叫伴尼奇，就是雷子的意思。又有安德烈、腓力、巴多罗买、马太、多马、亚勒腓的儿子雅各、何达泰，并奋锐党的西门，还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大。这是神的话。
Pause for just a moment and try to remember what it was like to be a youth.
我们邀请大家停一下，来回忆一下当少年是一个什么样的感觉。
Maybe for some of you, your youth years were longer ago than you would like to admit.
也许有些人不想承认青少年的时候记忆很遥远。
For others, these youth years are recent or even right now.
那对其他人来说，也许青少年的阶段就是现在，或者是不久之前。
Whatever stage of life you find yourself in, I am certain we can all agree on this.
不管你在人生的哪一个阶段，我相信大家都能同意。
When you are young, life can be confusing.
当你年轻的时候，生命是很令人纠结的。
When you are young, there are so many big questions to answer.
当你年轻的时候，人生有很多大问题需要答案。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Where do I belong?
我属于哪里？
What is my purpose?
我的目的是什么?
People, generation after generation, have been seeking answers to these same questions.
那人们，不管世代的人们，都不断地来追寻这些问题的答案。
These are questions that cannot be ignored because they impact every area of life.
那这些问题是不能被忽略的，因为它们有关我们人生的每一个部分。
And thankfully, as we will discover in God's word this morning, Jesus cares about these questions too.
那很感恩的，就在我们接下来今天会探讨的讲道里面，我们会看到耶稣也很关心这些问题的。
We will read again a portion of Mark 3:13-19.
那我们也再读一遍马可福音13-19的一部分。
Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。
He appointed 12 that they might be with him.
他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在。
And that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
These are the 12 he appointed.
这十二个人就是他设立的。
Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter.
西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得。
When I was young, I often thought of Jesus' disciples as adults.
那我很小的时候，我就常以为耶稣的门徒是成人。
I thought of them as older people who were chosen by Jesus because they were mature.
我把他们想象成年纪比较大的，被耶稣拣选，因为他们很成熟。
But from the historical data that we have, it's likely that most of the 12 disciples were actually under 20 years old.
但是透过一些历史的记载，我们发现到这些门徒大多都低于20岁。
Does that change the way that you see the disciples?
这样会不会你们对门徒有不一样的看法？
Maybe it even changes the way you see Jesus.
也许也会转变你们对耶稣的想法。
I am inspired by the way Jesus addresses these big questions with the disciples, his youth group.
那我就因为耶稣对这些门徒的一些教导指教，他的青少年团契的指教，我就有一些启发。
If you are a youth yourself, I hope that you will begin to find answers through Jesus.
如果你是一个青少年的话，我也希望你透过耶稣来找到这些答案。
And if you are past your youth days, I hope that you will be inspired by Jesus.
那如果你已经过了这个青少年的阶段，我也希望耶稣能够启发你。
Inspired to work to help the next generation find answers in Jesus.
启发你来，鼓励接下来的一些年轻人，鼓励下一代能够追寻耶稣。
The first question, "Who am I?" is a question of identity.
那第一个问题，我是谁，是一个身份的问题。
The first three disciples listed in Mark 3 are given new names by Jesus.
马可福音三章里面头三个门徒，耶稣都给他们起了一个新的名字。
Simon is given the name Peter, which means rock.
西门被起名叫彼得，就是磐石的意思。
A name was an incredibly important in the time of Jesus and was a way of identifying the character of a person.
在耶稣那个年代，名字是很重要的，你能够从名字里面看到一个人的性格。
This is still true in many cultures today.
这个对现在很多不同文化也是一样的。
Therefore, when Jesus changes Simon's name to Peter, he is saying, I alone will tell you who you are.
所以当耶稣把西门彼得名字改成彼得的时候，他说，他的意思是说，只有我能告诉你你是谁。
Jesus wants to do this for all of us.
那耶稣是想要这么样的为每一个人做的。
He wants to tell you who you really are.
他想要跟你说你是谁。
In the passage we read this morning, twice we are told that Jesus appointed the 12.
那我们在早上读的这段经文里面，我们读到了两次，这十二个人是神设立的。
The word translated appointed is the Greek word poieo.
那设立这个原文希腊文是 poieo.
Poieo means to make one thing out of something else.
Poieo 的意思就是说把一件事情变成另一个。
By appointing the disciples, Jesus is declaring that their identity is defined by him.
那耶稣设立了这十二个人，就是宣告说他们的身份，他们的定位是耶稣所定的。
Jesus answers the question, "Who am I?" by saying, "You are who I make you to be."
我是谁？这个问题，耶稣的回答是。你是我造的。
Paul writes in Galatians 3:27, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ."
保罗在加拉太书三章二十七节说，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
The more we put our faith and trust in Jesus, the more we identify with our Savior.
当我们越把我们的信心和信任放在耶稣里，我们就越来越有跟我们基督一样的样式了。
Who am I?
我是谁？
I am a follower of Jesus, shaped by him, becoming more like him every day.
我是一个耶稣的跟从者，我被他造，我要越来越，我每天要越来越像他。
If you are here this morning, and you are trying to figure out who you are, look to Jesus.
如果你今天早上过来，你在试着想自己人生的定位的时候，要转向耶稣。
And if you are a follower of Jesus already, do people see Jesus in you?
那如果你已经是一个耶稣的追从者，那其他人能够在你身上看到耶稣吗？
The next of our big questions this morning is one of belonging.
那我们今天的第二个问题是一个归属感的问题。
Mark 3:14 says, He appointed the 12 that they might be with him.
马可福音三章十四节写，他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在。
That they might be with him.
他们常和自己同在。
In John 15:15, Jesus says, I no longer call you servants.Because a servant does not know his master's business.
在约翰福音十五章十五节，耶稣又说：“以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。”
Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
Jesus names us friend.
耶稣把我们称为朋友。
No matter how out of place we might feel in this world, we belong with Jesus.
不管我们在世界上是如何感觉被孤立的，我们要知道耶稣与我们同在。
He wants to be with us.
他想跟我们在一起。
He wants to spend time with us.
他想花时间跟我们在一起。
Just as sheep belong to their shepherd, so too do we belong to the good shepherd, Jesus.
好比羊会跟从他的牧羊人，我们也会跟从这个好的牧羊人耶稣。
Some of Jesus' final words to his friends were these from Matthew 28:20.
那耶稣最后跟他朋友们说的这些话记载在马太福音二十八章二十节里。
And surely I am with you to the very and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus is with us always because we belong to him and with him.
耶稣常与我们同在，因为我们是属于他的，他也常与我们同在。
Did you know?The word Christian literally means belonging to Christ.
基督徒的本意就是属于耶稣的。
Do you know the close presence and friendship of Jesus?
你知道耶稣的友谊，亲密的关系吗？
If you do,How can you extend the welcome and friendship of Jesus to others?
如果你知道，你要怎么把这个欢迎跟这个亲密的关系来延伸到身边的人呢？
Our final big question this morning is about our purpose in life.
那我们今天探讨的最后一个大问题是我们在世上的目的。
In our main passage from Mark 3, we read that Jesus appoints the disciples that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
马可福音三章里面，我们看到神设立了这些门徒，是要叫他们差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Jesus has made it clear that the disciples' identity is to be in him.And that they belong to him.
耶稣已经很指明地说，这些门徒的身份就是与他同在，他们也属于他。
Now he is giving the 12 a clear purpose.
那他现在给这十二个人一个很明确的使命。
To preach and to drive out demons.
去传道并赶鬼。
Jesus expands on this purpose in the Great Commission.When he tells them to go and make disciples of all nations.
那这个就是一个大使命的延伸，你们去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
These purposes have been directing the church for centuries and are incredibly important.
那这个使命就在教会的历史里好几世纪的都传下去，这也是非常重要的。
However, many people still struggle with how are we specifically called to participate in Jesus' purposes.
可是我们当中还是有很多人的在挣扎说我们自己我们具体的是我们要如何参与神的这个使命。
So, what purposes does Jesus have for you, for me?
所以那你我的使命是什么呢？
Firstly, Jesus wants us to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
第一，耶稣要我们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
去爱人如己。
This is a wonderful starting point because it gives us a way to check if the things we are involved in are in line with God's purposes.
那这是一个很好的开始，因为它给我们一个方法，我们能够去看我们做的这一切是不是都在神所要走的路上。
But we usually want even more specific direction from Jesus.
但有时我们又希望能够耶稣能够更具体一点。
Discerning Jesus' specific purpose for us requires offering ourselves completely to Him.
那要来辨别耶稣对我们具体的使命需要些什么的时候，我们就必须把自己全然的摆上给神。
And then waiting and listening, waiting and listening, waiting and listening.
然后花时间去等。去听，去等，再听，去等，再听。
It's with this attitude that Paul says in Romans 12:2 that we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
要带着这样的态度，就像保罗罗马书十二章二节写的一样，我们才能够查验何为神的善良。纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Waiting is hard, but it is worth it.
等待是很难的，但它是值得的。
Jesus promises in John 10:10 that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
耶稣在约翰福音十章十节里答应我们说：“我来了是要叫羊得生命。”并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus wants the fullness of life for his followers, but they must listen to his voice and then obey.
耶稣希望他跟从他的人能够体验到全然的生命，但他们必须要去听他的声音，然后去遵循。
Have you been listening for the voice of Jesus?
你花时间听神的声音了吗？
Does your daily life reflect the purposes that Jesus wants for you?
你的日常生活中有没有彰显神希望在你生命的旨意呢？
This morning, we have been exploring some of life's biggest questions.
那今天早上我们探讨了这些生命里很大的一些问题。
Who am I?
我是谁?
Where do I belong?
我属于哪里?
What is my purpose?
我的目的是什么?
These questions are so important during youth years.
这些在青少年的人生阶段里是非常重要的。
But, as you've probably realized, even as adults, we are still asking these questions.
可是你们可能也发现了，就算是成人是大人，我们现在还在探讨这些问题。
Who are you?
你是谁?
You are loved.
你是被爱的。
You are to be a reflection of Jesus.
你是神的样式的一个反射。
Jesus wants to take you and make you into something beautiful.
耶稣想要把你拿来做一他美好的工。
Jesus wants you to be like him.
耶稣想要把你变得跟他一样。
Where do you belong?
你属于哪里？
Life can be incredibly lonely, but we don't have to feel alone.
生命是很孤独的，但你不需要感觉孤单。
Jesus has called us friends, and as Christians, we belong to him.
耶稣已经把我们称为朋友了，那身为基督徒，我们是属于他的。
When we are in Christ Jesus, we are never truly alone.
当我们在耶稣里面，我们是不是孤单的。
What is your purpose?
你的目的是什么？
Simply, Jesus asks us to love God and to love people.
很简单的，耶稣跟我们说，去爱神，爱人。
To determine how we are to do that specifically requires waiting for God to speak.
那能够这样去做的具体行动，就是去等，等待神对你说话。
Listening is hard, but the plans of God are perfect.
倾听是很困难的，但神的计划是完美的。
If we hear his voice and obey, we will live a full life.
如果我们愿意去听他的声音，也去遵守他的话，我们的生命会更好的。
Above all else, do not stop asking Jesus, the deep questions of your heart.
那最重要的是不要停，继续去问耶稣这些生命上很深很沉重的问题。
Here is his promise to you from Matthew 7:7-8.
这个是神对你们的应许，在马太福音7:7-8.
Ask, and it will be given to you.
你们祈求，就给你们。
Seek, and you will find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock, and the door will be opened to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives.
因为凡祈求的就得着。
The one who seeks finds.
寻找的就寻见。
And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
叩门的就给他开门。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣，
we have so many questions.
我们有好多的问题。
We are looking for answers.
我们在寻找答案。
Give us the courage to bring our questions to you.
赐给我们勇气，能够把这些问题带到你面前。
And the patience to listen for your answer.
给我们耐心，能够等待你的回答。
Thank you for offering us the fullness of life.
谢谢你赐给我们全然的生命。
Amen.
Amen.